Yeah, my sense, first of all, is that it was a rather misguided forecast in the first place. If you were to go back and look at the studies that were released when the gaming legislation first passed, everyone had a consensus that the slot parlor would generate about $120 to $130 million in gross gaming revenues per year. At some point along the way, the fiscal analyst for the state decided that it was going to do much better. I don't know why or how they arrived at that estimate. So the reality is what's happening is that the slot parlor is actually generating revenues in line with what the original projections were.
But I guess they got off to such an explosive start back in June that everybody just assumed that the rosy scenario must be the correct one.
Yeah, that's certainly a part of it. And I think anybody who studies the industry knows that anytime you open a new casino, you get an initial burst of curiosity factor. People want to come in and take a look at it. I think that revenues have sort of stabilized downward much more quickly than any of us would have anticipated, but it's certainly nothing that we wouldn't have expected over the long term.
But is that a cause for concern that we have seen a steady decline in the revenues month after month after month since the opening in June?
No, because I obviously, if you make fiscal projections and develop a budget on that rosy forecast, that's obviously a cause of concern because it means those revenues won't be coming in and you're going to have to make some budget cuts somewhere. I think in terms of the health of Plainridge itself, its downward trend is that really just the curiosity factor wearing off. It's reaching its point of stabilization that looks like it will come in somewhere at or just above what was originally anticipated back in 2011, and it will be a very healthy and prosperous facility at that level. It won't generate as much revenue as the state had projected for this year, but it will certainly continue to generate revenue.
The Plainridge Casino was located where it is with the idea that it would intercept gamblers on their way to the Twin River Casino in Rhode Island, which is just 11 miles over the border. That doesn't seem to have happened, however, because Twin Rivers is doing quite well. Why hasn't that been successful in intercepting that casino traffic to Rhode Island?
Yeah, it's really a mixed picture, actually. If you look at just slot machines to slot machines, Plainridge has had an impact on Twin River. Its slot machine revenues are down an average of about 6 to 7% over the last 3 months compared to where they were the previous year. So there's definitely been an impact. It's been at the low end of what most people projected. People were looking at probably a 6 to 10% impact, but there has been one. What you're seeing coming out of Twin River is their combined slot machine table games revenue. The addition of table games has really more than offset the loss in slot machine revenues, which is why they added table games. And, of course, Plainridge does not have table games, so it can't compete with them on that level. Second part, of course, is there's just only so much Plainridge can do. It's limited by law to 1,250 slot machines compared to the more than 4,000 that you have at Twin River. So there's only so much of an impact you can anticipate, and I think it's had that impact.
Hey, does this bode well or not for the two full-size casinos that are supposed to open in Massachusetts in 2018, or do you think the state has over-projected how much revenue it's going to collect from MGM and Wynn?
Yeah, again, the original estimates were ranged from about $1.5 to $2 billion per year in gross gaming revenue once all the four facilities were opened, the three casinos and the slot parlor. I think everybody's sort of gravitating toward that lower projection now. You're already, of course, seeing MGM Springfield downsize its facility because of the response from Connecticut, which no one anticipated. You're certainly seeing a response from Twin River, which has purchased the license for Newport Grand and is looking to move that casino to Tiverton, right on the southeastern Massachusetts border. There's definitely going to have to be some downward revisions of the original projections.